Okay, we were continuing with how people have to be careful with their lashon, and the last thing we were talking about is even to the point besides lashon that's not maguna versus a lashon that's maguna. We spoke about the inyan of not saying over something that's a basura ra directly, just being maramis to it. So the Gemara brings a story that Rav bar achva de Reb Chiya or bar achse. Rav was a nephew of Reb Chiya in two different ways. Rav's father was Reb Chiya's brother. Rav was the son of Reb Chiya's brother. And Rav's mother was Reb Chiya's sister, so he was also the son of Reb Chiya's sister. Now, obviously, each one was only a half-brother and a half-sister, otherwise they wouldn't be able to marry each other. But Rav had a, from his father's side, shared, had a brother who was, Reb Chiya from his father's side, had a brother who was Rav's father. And from his mother's side, he had a sister who was Reb Chiya's mother, and they happened who was Rav's mother. They happened to marry each other. So kisalik lahasam, when Reb Chiya left Babel earlier, and was already in Eretz Israel. So when Rav eventually came from Babel to Eretz Israel, so Reb Chiya said to Rav, he wanted to inquire. We'll go with Rashi, there's many pshatim in this Gemara here, but we'll go now simply with Rashi pshat. He was inquiring about his brother and his sister, how they're doing. So Amrlei, he asked him, Ehu Kayim, is Ehu, which is Rav's father, my brother, is he still around? Is he still alive? Amrlei, Ima Kayemes. He said, so Rashi says, it doesn't make sense that he said, as a fact, my mother is still alive, because it wasn't true, like we'll see in a moment. So rather, he said it as a question.
Meaning,
is my mother, why are you asking me only about my father? Why don't you ask me about my mother? My mother's also your sister. Why are you only asking about your brothers? Ask about your sister. So Amalei, so he said, Taka, Ima Kayemis, what about your mother? Is your mother still alive? My sister? Amalei, so Rav said back to him, Ebu Kayem, did I yet answer you back if my father is alive? Why didn't you finish asking about that? Meaning each one that he asked about, he kept him flipping the topic to the other one. And from there, Reb Chiya figured out that he didn't want to say, but he was being Rav, so obviously both of them were already nifter. So Amalei the Shami, Reb Chiya said to Hishamish, Chalitzli Minali, take off my shoes for me. For Avelus, and bring my begotten after me to the Beis Amerchetz to go bathe. Shema min atlas, and we see from here three things. Meaning, Reb Chiya the Dafka went to bathe right away to show this halach. Shema mina avol asa ben inas asavol. Number one, he took off his shoes outside Avelus, so it must be that an avol is also in Ilas Asandal, Navo may not wear shoes. Ushmami no halacha number two that we see from here is Shmur Rechaika. When a person hears about one of his Shiva Kraven, who was Nifter Achman Islam, and he heard about it more than 30 days after the Ptira, so then there's no Shiva, there's only one day of Avelus. And even that one day of Avelus, and who are then the seventh day of Avelus, where there's Shiva, it's not a full seventh day or a full one day. We say Mixes Ayam Kukulay. So all he did was make Avelus for a few moments. You have a Mixes Ayam Kukulay. All there is a Chiyah for is one day. And that's why right away he said, well, let's go to the Base Americas to show that the Avelus is over after a couple moments. Pahu. There was a person that said, Dainu Dini, meaning no matter what, anytime it was any disagreement, any quarrel with anybody else, he was never willing to settle or agree until they went to a din Torah about it, until he got a psak from a bezdin. But wow. Until they threw every last of suit he had out of court, he wasn't willing to give in.
This sounds familiar.
So Amri, the people said, Shmami Don Kasi. Must be that this person comes from Shevet Don. It's Sliv Don Yodinamak Yakat Shifti Yisrael. The way Marsha understands, the bracha that was given to each Shevet So besides that, it was a bracha, but it put a tendency in a certain midah, a certain character trait into that shevet.
Right.
So for this person, he didn't use it maybe in the right way, like the bracha was intended for, but he had that tendency to be Don Yodin Amay, that people from Don will always judge and go to Din together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Ahu, similarly, Ahu, there was another person, the Havaka Ozil, the Omar, he was going and saying, Akef Yama Asisni Birosa. Rashi has two pshatim. Either he said, if I'm going to make for myself a Biro palace, it's going to be right by the shore, right next to the sea. Or a second pshat is he was praising the sea that Asisni is from the Lashon of Sneh, a thorn bush. That a thorn bush by the sea is as good as a birosa, a brush is one of the types of cedar trees, is a very chashuv tree. So a thorn bush by the sea is better than a fancy tree somewhere else. But either way, he was praising the shore of the sea. So Barku, they searched into his yichus, v'ashkechu the mizulun kasi, that he came from Zulun, the chsiv zulun l'chayf yam mishkan. Again, the bracha to Zulun was the chayf yam mishkan, so it put into him this tendency that he had this extra appreciation, extra love for the sea, that if anything was worth much more that by the shore than it was anywhere else. Now that Lamaskana, whether it means Nagi, whether it means Leili, but Lamaskana, everybody agrees that the time that you do Bedikas Chametz is the night of the 14th. So what's Pshat? Mechti. Bein the Rabbi Yudah, bein the Rabbi Meir, both according to Rabbi Yudah and according to Rabbi Meir, that argue later on when the Zman Isser Chametz begins. But everybody agrees, Chametz Eini also Mishesh Shoyes Ulamala. Midaraisa, the way Rashi understands, Midaraisa Chametz is only Asr from Chatzais and on, from after the sixth hour of the day, from midday. Midarabanan, they added a little bit more time that you're not allowed to eat Chametz, but the Isr Daraisa doesn't start until the sixth hour of the day. So if that's the case, then if the wish is. So in the beginning of the sixth hour, an hour before the Zman Isr, do the Bedikah then. Why are we doing the Bedikah the night before?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll tell me the reason Makdim in the Mitzvah is maybe you know why we do it the night before because it's the reason Makdim in the Mitzvah is Nivdik Mitzafra. If that's the case, the reason Makdim in the Mitzvah is it's sufficient to check early in the morning, the beginning of the morning. Because, all, like we're going to see in a moment, the source for the reason Makdim in the Mitzvah is we see that they were Makdim in the morning. We don't find that there's an Indian to be Mizaris any earlier than the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It says that you're mechuyev to do the mila for a baby on the eighth day. V'tanya, kol hayom kulo kosher lemila. But etzem, it could be anywhere on the eighth day. It could be the eighth day in the morning. It could be in the afternoon. It could be right before shkia, as long as it's the eighth day. Elo shvis rizim aktiv in the mitzvahs. Narvos, we say rizim aktiv in the mitzvahs, and we do it right away. In the morning. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayashkim Avram Bavaika, that Avram got up early in the morning. So since Avram was Mizaris early in the morning, Zrizim Akdim Mitzvahs, so too, by the Mila, we do it early in the morning. But what do we see from here? When Avram got up to go to the Akedah, he got up early in the morning. He didn't leave before the morning.
Right.
Why not? Must be because Zrizis only starts from the morning.
We also said it's dangerous to travel at night. Maybe that's why.
Okay, so Shmuel's asking that it's dangerous to travel at night. So maybe that's why he only got up in the morning and not the night before. So the teretz is, Tosfos really asks Akasha, the Gemara, Tosfos really asks Akasha, he says the Gemara in Chulin, Darshan's from here that you're not supposed to travel in the morning. So never by Yashkim Avram Abaker. So Manashach, why did he not leave earlier? Because that's the time of his visas. Or is that the time of because it's dangerous to travel at night? So Taisa says there's two Vayashkim Avram Babakers. There's one by the Akedah, and there's one by Sdaim. After Avram finished down with the Sdaim, it says Vayashkim Avram Babakers. The next morning it says Vayashkim Avram Babakers. He got up to go see what happened. So says Taisa that the first one by the Akedah, he was traveling with a whole bunch of people. he took a shnei narav. He told you, so it wouldn't have been dangerous to travel at night.
Uh-huh.
So there, and plus it was shluchim etzein and nizakin, so it wouldn't have been dangerous to travel at night. So over there, it was just an inyan of zrizus that he got up early in the morning, and alpha bikin, he didn't get up before the morning. Masha enkein, when he went this time, it wasn't a mitzvah, so he didn't have shluchim etzein and nizakin, but he went back himself. So over there, that which the Gemara Dash and Vayashim Avram Vayka, he didn't go earlier, has nothing to do with Zvizim Magdim and the Mitzvahs, but it has everything to do with the fact that he was traveling alone. A person shouldn't travel alone at night.
Okay.
See, it sounded like where he went to Davin was like out in the field. So it wasn't traveling, but he was going alone at night away from the city to the field, wherever he was, where he Davined. Which, if a person would be walking alone at night, and it's even alone at night in the streets or in the fields. No, that's why he waited to the morning. Because if it would have been at night. So over here as well, why are we doing it the night before? The morning should be sufficient. And with the Gemara, Amar of Nachum by Yitzchok, the reason why we were misakin to do Bedikas Chametz the night of the 14th instead of the 14th in the morning is because practically that's when people are home. In the evening, most people are home. So mm-hmm. We can tell people to do Bedika, then it will get done. Mashenk, in the morning, people have things to do, things to take care of. Not everybody's home. So we'd rather be misakin to do it the night of the 14th rather than the morning. Secondly, va'or aner yafel lebedika. Like the Mishnah says, that Chazal wanted that the bedikas chametz should be la'or aner. Now, a candle works better at night. A candle in the day, it's the light doesn't shine as bright, whatever that means. So shraga b'tira ma'ani, a candle doesn't shine the same way during the day and as it does at night, and therefore. We do the dafka or masaka to do the bedik in the evening in order that the candle should work better.
Mm-hmm.
Amar Abai. Says Abai. Why do you need two different reasons? Lechair is two separate reasons. Why the Mistama, I didn't see why Mistama, there's nafkaminas between the two reasons. Meaning, a lot of times in the Gemara, we'll give two reasons more, we'll even speak it out, my nafkamina, but. Mistama, there's certain cases that one reason doesn't apply and the other reason still does apply. So, Amar Abaye, Hilkoch, Hait Surva Mirabonon, therefore, since it's Chazal wanted a dafke at that time, Memela, it's like any other mitzvah that has a set time, that Hait Surva Mirabonon, Talmud Chochom, like Liftach Be'idme, he shouldn't start his regular Seder. That he has to learn, but ordered to place at Nagi Arbeisar the evening of the 13th going into the 14th. Dilma Mashal Ishmaite, because maybe he's going to get involved in his Sukhya, Vasilim Nuyam Mimitza, and end up forgetting to do the Bedikas Chametz. So within the time span, the place I'm saying it's always like a half hour before, within the half hour before the time span of the Chiyuv of Bedika, you're not supposed to start learning. Because maybe you'll get involved in it, and once you get involved in it, you might end up forgetting to do the Bedikas Chametz. Bo minei, Mir Nachem bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveri bar ba'aser. Someone rents a house on the 14th. Al mi livdaik. Who's mechuyev to do the Bedika? Al hamaskir livdaik l'chamir didehu. Do we say it's the maskir's chiyev, the landlord's chiyev to do the Bedika, because at the end of the day, it's his chametz? So Chazal gave the chiyuv bedika to the one whose chametz is there, the one that he owns the chametz that we were checking for. Or maybe not. Maybe it's the seicher's requirement, the renter's requirement to do the bedika. Because the iser is in his rishos. As of now, he has possession of the house, so the chametz is in his possession. So he's the one who has to do bedika.
Mm-hmm.
Toshima, Hamaskir bayis l'chaveri. If somebody rents a house to someone else, alaseicher lasa is mezuzah. So the renter is the one who has to pay to make the mezuzah. So what do we see? The chiyuvim of the house are on the seicher, not on the maskin. So mm-hmm. over here, the chiyuv of bedika should be put on the seicher, not on the maskin. Says the Gemara, no raya. Hasam, ha'amar Misharsha over there by mezuzah, Misharsha said mezuzah chayvus adarhi. Because mezuzah has nothing to do with owning a house. If you own a house and it's vacant, you're not using it not as a makam dira and not even as a makam of storage, so then you're not mechuyev to put up a mezuzah. Only because it's being lived in, or midraban, you're using it as a beis ha'aita, then you're mechuyev to put up a mezuzah on it. So over there, of course, it's not going to be tali in ownership. It's going to be tali in the one who's practically living there, which is the seicher. Hachamai, but over here, the chiyuv of bedikas chametz is not because you're living there. Even if it would be a vacant house, if there would be chametz there, meaning you, let's say you used to use it and there was a makam shemachnizim by chametz, and now it's currently vacant, who cares? There's still chiyuv bedika. If it's never, ever, ever used, then it doesn't do mezuzah. I mean, a summer home, you use it sometimes, right? But if let's say you just bought a second home and you're not planning on moving into it for another 6 months and nothing is being stored there, you're not mechuyev mezuzah. Is it you're living or the owner? So do you have a tenant or you don't have a tenant? Tell you have a tenant, you're not mechuyev. Oh, so short-term rental, so that's already a whole, that's really the chiyuv of the seicher. If you rent it to Goyim, then you're not mechuyev. Right. It's totally the machlokes Rashi, but at the end of the day, right? At the end of the day, but once they made a chiyuv, they made a chiyuv on any property that you own. You're right. The ikar reason of the chiyuv is shemi yavala eichlei. But even according to Tosis, according to Rashi for sure, by Rabbi Matzah is any property that you own. But even according to Tosis, that it's shemi yavala eichlei. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, they made the chiyuv on any property you own. So if that's the case, so maybe the chiyuv is on the owner. Okay, I bedafka didn't translate that now because the way Rashi learns, but Arba also over is a little bit loud. It would sound like for the 14th, more than on the 14th. The way Tosis learns the Shaila, which I didn't get involved in, a whole different way to learn the Shaila. The way Tosis learns the Shaila is dafka that it was rented on the 14th, but it was pashut to the Gemara that if you rent on the 13th or earlier, that the chiyuv is on the seicher. The only Shaila is only when the renting is starting on the 14th. In the Gemara's answer, right? But even in the Gemara, the Havamina knew that according to Tosis. Mm-hmm. It would be pashut that it's the renter's chiyuv. Right. The shaila is since the chiyuv was already chal on the maskir, so when the seicher takes it, does he take over the chiyuv or does it remain by the maskir? Right. So mezuzah is chayvus adar, so then it's obviously on the seicher. But hacha, but over here where it's not a chayvus adar, mai. So whose chiyuv is it? Is it the landlord's chiyuv, the maskir's chiyuv, or is it the seicher's chiyuv? So Amr Lahu, Renachem Yitzchak told him Tanina, Hamaska Baisa Chaveiroi. The other Bais, it says someone who rents a house to his friend, Im Achalei Masalei Maftechis. If before he handed over the key, Chal Arba Aser, the 14th was Chal, meaning the Chi of Chametz, which comes at the beginning of the Chi of Bedikas Chametz, which comes at the beginning of the night of the 14th. So if he didn't yet hand over the keys when it was the night of the 14th, so the Chi of Bedikas Chametz was already chal while it was under the control of the masker. So now, even if he handed over the keys afterward, it's already the masker's chiyuv, and the chiyuv doesn't transfer, and then we say, ala masker livdoik, the masker is the one who has to do the bedika. But if he handed him the keys first, sometime on the 13th, and only then did the night of the 14th begin, so by the time the chiyuv chametz came, the house was already in the possession of the seicher, so then ala seicher livdoik. So then it's the seicher's responsibility to do the bedika. What's the significance of handing over the keys? So Rashi says over here that handing over the keys would be a kinyan. Other Rishayim disagree with that. It's mavur in other places in Sugis of Bavasov, in Kinyonim, and Hudim's passing like that in Chayshim Mishpot, that handing over keys is not a kinyan. But so rather, so Taisus wants to say it's just a practical thing. The one who has the keys, he has access to the place. So, practically speaking, that's who we're going to give the chiyuv to. If the masker still has the keys in the beginning of the day, so the chiyuv was chal on the masker. If the seicher already has the keys, so then practically the seicher has access and not the masker, so then we give the chiyuv to the seicher. They asked the shaila from Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. A masker buys a chavir bar boss. So let's say someone rents a house from someone else on the 14th. Could he assume that the bedikah was already done, or can he not assume and he has to do a bedikah? Lemay nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Leshayle. Just ask the guy. You're renting it for the guy. So ask him. By the way, did you do a bedikah or did you not do a bedikah? And he'll be neman to say that he did or he didn't. Says the Gemara. The person who you rented from is not around anymore. And Mimela, you can't ask him if he did the bidik or not. But Yuchel Ahai Mai, so the shayla is, are we now matriach the guy, the seicher, to go do a bidik just in case the masker didn't do it? Or could we just assume that he probably did a bidik and therefore the seicher doesn't have to do anything? So Amr Nurim Nachman by Yitzchok Tenisua. Hakol Nemonim al Bir Chometz. It says anybody is believed to say that they took care of Bir Chometz. Afilu Noshem, Afilu Avadim, Afilu Ketanim. Even a woman, an avid or a katan, people who are not normally believed for anything else, they're believed to say that this house was checked and the chametz was taken care of. My time, Mahemni. So the Gemara right away assumes, why should these people be believed? We know normally these people don't have nemanis. La mishum v'ches kasei baduk. Must be because even without them, we have a chazaka that the house is balak anyway. Now, obviously, this Gemara is very difficult, because if that's the case, then why are we saying that they're believed? There's nothing to do with the fact that they're believed. There's the fact to do with, even if they wouldn't be saying anything anyway, it's Kaskasei Vodok. So just one simple answer for now is the Gemara was assuming the Havmi and the Iker is the Chazaka. Well, there's a concept in Halacha that if it's easy to be Mevar something, even when you have a Chazaka, you don't rely on the Chazaka. If it's shayach to be mevar and it's easy to be mevar, then you're not allowed to just be slamech on roiver on chazak. You have to be mevar. So we're talking about a case. The Gemara is assuming as of now that the guy is around, and we bet some could ask him. So it's eshel ruvure. But now that a noshim vavodim moktanim say that it was baduk, you could rely on the chazaka, and you don't even have to be mevar. But had it not been for the chazaka, so then even b'di'evid, if the guy's not around, we would still need to do a new bedika. So now that they're saying that it was baduk, the Gemara is assuming that the fact that they said that it's baduk is nothing, so must be that it's chaskasei baduk. Our shaila is what is not around, but in the havamin of the Gemara, this b'risa must be talking when he is around. Because and once you, because argument, we don't have Nashim Avadim Ketanim, the Shai is Chazaka. So Chazaka, ask him. But Masha Enkin, over here, we already heard it from someone else, so the Gemara is assuming as of now, if there's a Cheskes Baduk, maybe that avoids that extra step that L'chatchila you should go ask. Baduk. Right, avoids that L'chatchila. Meaning, since B'di'evit anyway Cheskes Baduk, so that which L'chatchila is supposed to be in the Var, that Shrachaitis will take care of that. That's what the Gemara is assuming as of now. Yeah. But otherwise the Shachar Tai of the Gemara is impossible, because the Gemara says they're Neman, and then the Gemara says that's because it's Cheskes Baduk. And then the Gemara doesn't keep on going back and forth. No, it's nothing to do with Cheskes Baduk, it's probably because they're Neman. What's going on?
Yeah.
So the Cheskes Baduk isn't the reason because it's Cheskasei Baduk, the Kassavar, and why is it Cheskasei Baduk? So now the Gemara gives us the reason why we should say Cheskasei Baduk, which is really the reason for our Shaila in the first place. Hakol Chavir ain't so Bedikas Chametz. Everybody, as vis-a-vis Bedikas Chametz, has the halach of a Chavir. Just like regarding Shumas HaMaisa, anybody who has the status of a Chavir we could assume that they took off Trumas and Maisis. We don't have to ask. So who adin legabi bedigas chametz? Everybody's careful with bedigas chametz, and therefore anybody could be assumed to have fulfilled the achiyuv of bedigas chametz. The Tanya, chaver shemeis. When a chaver is nifter, v'nich megur malei peres, and there's a pile, a silo full of produce left over. Even if the gemar malacha just happened that day, so it's not like it was sitting around for a while. It's fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, you could assume that they're fixed because a chaver takes care of the trumas and maisers right away. So who adin legabi b'digas chametz? Maybe there's a chazaka that they take care of everything right away. Says the Gemara, umimai. What's your raya? Dilma shani acha b'shum deka amri hani. Maybe the reason over here is la'ilam. There's no cheskas baduk, and the reason that we're assuming this house is baduk is only because the nashim v'di avadim and the ketanim are saying that it's baduk. Frag the Gemara, how could that be? Atu amir dehani midim mishal sheis bay. Their amir is nothing. They don't have nemonis, so who cares that they say? So frag the Gemara, if that's the case, elamai de cheskasi baduk. So elamai, you're saying that the ikur is totally in the fact that it's cheskasi baduk. So hayakol nemonim. So why is the Bryce stressing the secondary thing, the thing that's not the real reason, and saying hakol nemonim? Everybody's believed regarding bedikas chametz. Kolabatim cheskas bedukim barbaasam mibaylei. The Bryce should have rather stressed the ikur svara and say kolabatim becheskas bedukim. The fact that you say everybody's believed, it sounds like the ikur's reason is because of their nemonis. So it must be that it's hakouts their nemonis, even though they're normally not nemon elsewhere, but for whatever reason, we'll see soon why, we gave them a special nemonis over here that they don't have anywhere else. And if that's the case, that has nothing to do with cheskas baduk. So where there's no nashim avodim katanim, for example, our shayla, maybe an echanami, we still have a shayla, maybe an echanami would have to do a bedika. So says the Gemara Elamai, if that's the case, that over here the Brisa means it's because of the nemonos of the Cheirish, the Shaita, and the Katon, or Nashim Avodim Ktanim, so if that's the case, so Elamai Mishum Amir Dahani, so then you could be Medai from the Brisa the exact opposite. It's that we were trying to say it's because of their Amir, and therefore we have no Raya to our Shaila stands. The Gemara saying, no, if that's what the Brisa means, so then you vital you don't have a shayla, because then you can prove from the Brisa the exact opposite. Because then you'll be medayik holei amri hani, because the only reason why you assume that this house is baduk is only because you heard it from this nashim, this avodim, these ketanim. But otherwise, loy, you wouldn't assume that the house is baduk. If that's the case, tishim minei de'en cheskas baduk. So that's a raya that minastam, a house doesn't have a cheskas baduk. Because if a house had a cheskas baduk, why do you need these people to say anything? Right. Must be a raya that you do not say. Right. Exactly. Must be. You do not say hakol chaver meitzah b'dika. So says the Gemara. No, you don't have a raya either way. Really, I could tell you ba'alma cheskasi baduk, and therefore, on the average house, you shouldn't have to come onto the amira of these people. The Brisa says that these people have lamonis. Where's that nageya? Teretz hakam ayaskin and the musaf lam delay baduk. A person that we are assuming that didn't do a bedika. Rashi says, for example, we know that he wasn't around during the time of bedikas chametz, or we know he was very tired during the time of bedikas chametz, and therefore, even though a normal person maybe has a cheskas baduk, over here, this person is the exception to the rule, and we have a right to assume about him that he probably did not do the bedika. Because hamri hani, and these people are coming and saying badikne, that we did the bedika. So ma'u the tema, I might say le'lenu rabbanon, that these people don't have nemonis, so maybe we shouldn't believe them. Kamash malon, even the bedikas chametz mirabbanonu, since the whole chiyuv of bedikas chametz in the first place is a chiyuv midrabbanon, the midraisa b'vito ba'al misagla, because midraisa, all you need to do is be mevatel your chametz. So now that it's only a drabbanon, him nu rabbanon b'drabbanon. The Rabbanon, the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon had a right to say that Klapi are Chiyuv of the Rabbanon, these people have Nemonis. So the Maskana, these people have Nemonis, nothing to do with the Cheskas Baduk, these people have Nemonis because we gave them Nemonis on a Chiyuv that's only the Rabbanon. But the case that their nemonis is negeya might be a case that we know it wasn't bothered by the owner. Where we don't know, our shayla, we didn't have a right either way. Our shayla still stands. Maybe Chazaka says it's bodok. Maybe Chazaka doesn't say it's bodok, and the Gemara wasn't pleasure that shayla either way. Derech agav, that which the Gemara says over here, that midiraisa, all you need to do is bitul chametz. So, as a big machlekes rishonim, what does bitul chametz accomplish? The simple understanding is, once you mevatel your chametz, it's hefker. If it's hefker, you don't own it. It's not your chametz. So you're not ever bayir or bayir motzeh. That's a simple understanding. However, it's not so simple because there's many rules of hefker that are not being followed over here. Some hold that hefker has to be in front of three people. Some hold even if it doesn't have to be in front of three people, it has to be at least in front of one. It definitely has to be verbalized. Dvarim shevaleva in a dvarim, and bitul chametz could even be beliboy. We speak it out in chatchila, but you would definitely be yoytze if it's beliboy. So, many rishonim learn that it's taka hefker, and they answer up all these kashas. But Rashi, right over here on this Gemara, the famous Rashi, Rashi says that bitul zakim of tashpisu. I mean, somehow when you're being mevatel chometz, whatever pshat they say in yeshiva about that, and many different mahalchim and achrayim, but bottom line is when you're being mevatel the chometz, that's how you're getting rid of your chometz. You're destroying the chometz. I mean, bitul chometz is not you're saying you're rendering your chometz worth ownerless. Rather, you're rendering your chametz worthless. You're saying, as far as I'm concerned, this chametz is afadara. It's useless. It's worthless. So you destroyed the chametz in your mind. In your mind, it's destroyed, worthless. Iboilu. Hamaskir bayis l'chaver. Let's say a person rents a house from his friend. B'cheskes baduk, but assuming that the bedika was already done. This is regardless of the previous sukkah, if there's a chazaka or not. Over here, there was an assumption, either an automatic assumption, or there was something that implied that it was bodek. Umutzoy shene bodek, but it came out that it wasn't true. It was taka not bodek. So now, mau, does he have a miyavike mekach tayis aloi? Does he have a tiny that now that it's not bodek, it's a mekach tayis, I want to be chayzer on the rental? Or maybe not. That's not enough to make it a mekach tayis, and he can't be chayzer. Toshim. I wanted a house that's checked, and it's not a house that's checked. But again, the chiv is on the seicher. No, because there's a chiv on the seicher. Right, but now that Bedikas Chometz is a mitzvah, and he took it over, so he would have the chiv to do the mitzvah, regardless. Nothing, filthy, you could decide to clean it, to not clean. Over here, there's a chiyuv to do bedikas chametz, and if the masker didn't do it at the end of the day, the seller doesn't have to do it. So we'll see later on. But if you leave within 30 days, you're mechuyev to make a bedika. Right. But you do it the night. Well, if he's going to be there for Pesach, he's going to do it the night out. So according to the Gemara we said before, that Fakar, then he should make only the case of not bracha is when you're doing it earlier. When you're doing the night of, so that we said before, if you have control of the property the night of, so then you're mechuyev to make the bedik. That's your real chiyuv. Right, correct. But the Maskana which says it. But so that really boils down to Rashi and Taisis. Like Rashi is a good kasha. Like Taisis, the reason is because of Shema Yavod Eichloi. And that other rabbi, that's for the person who's there. So again, Yibaylo, Hamaske Ba'ez L'Chaveri B'cheskes Baduk U'motze She'ine Baduk, and he finds out that the bedikah wasn't done. So is that a taina? Mihavke Mekach Tois Adoi? Does that make the rental now for the Mekach Tois or not? Toshema, the Amar Abaye, loy mi boye ba'asa de loyovi agro. For sure, in a place that they don't hire people, I guess it was a common thing in those days, that instead of doing bedikas chametz yourself, you hired people to do bedikas chametz for you. Loy mi boye ba'asa de loyovi agro. the place that the minig was, the prevalent custom over there wasn't to hire people to do the chametz. Rather, they did it themselves. So it's not a question of cost over here, rather just a question of inconvenience. So for sure, we say, nichal the inish, the kumim mitzvah b'gufo. A person is more than willing to be mekayim a mitzvah with his guf, even though it costs him tircha, he has to toil for that. And therefore, it's not a tanya that it's a tois. Had I known it wasn't bodek, I wouldn't want the house. It's not true. A person's willing to do a mitzvah, even if it comes to at a tircha for him. Ella, but even afilu ba'asra, the yavi igra, even in a place where it's going to come at a financial cost as well, because people didn't do bedikah on their own, they used to hire a bedikah crew. So even the place where they had to pay ubarku in order to do a bedikah, nonetheless, he still can't say that it's a mekach tois because now the house is going to cost me money to be baidik. Because at the end of the day, nichal le'inishim mitzvah ma'inan, the person not only is he willing to toil to be mekayim a mitzvah, a person is willing to pay money to be mekayim a mitzvah. And therefore, you can't say it's a tois. Had I known, I wouldn't take the house. It's not true. Because even if it's going to cost you money, we know, and sadly, that a person is willing to pay a little bit of extra money to be mekayim a mitzvah. So that you're just complaining now. We don't believe you that it's a real tois, that you wouldn't have taken it had you known that it wasn't bothered. Tinan. Awesome. Our Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah later on, B'meir Omer, so the shayla is, we know, like we mentioned before, that chametz midaraisa is asur from chatzisana. Midar abanon, they added a little bit more time in order to make a gather, so you shouldn't run into the deraisa and be over mitzvah deraisa.
Mm-hmm.
So the mission says, Meir Omer oichlim kol chamish, the fifth hour of the day, you could still eat chametz. V'sarim b'tchilas sheish, but as soon as it becomes the beginning of the sixth hour, 1 hour before the isur deraisa, which is chatzis, the end of the sixth hour. So that's when you start burning your chametz. Midi Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oichlim Kol Arba. He was more geyser, more choshed, like we'll see later on what his svara is. But therefore he said you can only eat chametz not through the fifth hour, but rather till the end of the fourth hour. V'toylen Kol Chamish, that fifth hour, you don't have to burn it yet. You could still have enough from it, but you're not allowed to eat it. So it's like it's hanging in that fifth hour. It's already also to eat, but you're not machoy to get rid of it. But he agrees that the chi of sreifa is again in the beginning of the sixth hour. So if that's the case, the kuli amamia chametz from sheish shoyes v'mala aser. So when is chametz aser? Only from sheish shoyes v'mala. So if that's the case, so minala, where do we get this from that midaraisa the chametz is also from chetzai zanah? Amr Abayi, Trey Kroy Ksiv, because we have a stira in two psukim. Ksiv, it says in one pasuk, Shivas Yamim Sa'ar Lo Yimatzei B'Botechem. For 7 days, you can't have any chametz in your house. The Sa'ar, which is yeast, can't be found in your house. The Ksiv, and it says in another pasuk, Ach B'Yom Arishon Tashbisu Sa'ar B'Botechem. That on the first day, you have to destroy Sa'ar. Now, if for 7 complete days, you don't have Sa'ar in your house, so how are you destroying it on the first day? If you're destroying it on the first day, then part of that, part of one of the 7 days, you have Sa'ar. Must be that Ach B'Yom Arishon over here is not referring to the first day of the 7 days, but rather the day before that. And it's coming to say, the Rabbis Arba also the beer, to say that on the 14th, the day before Pesach, that sometime during the day you already have to get rid of your chametz, meaning that there's going to be some point in time, even on the 14th, that's already usher and chametz, and you already have to get rid of it over there. Mm-hmm. How do we see exactly the 6 hour? As of now, the Gemara didn't tell us yet 6. We know it's sometime on the 14th. There's going to be a whole long shock of Italian until we get to how you know exactly 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the Gemara didn't say yet. The Gemara just told us that Rishon can't mean the 14th. How do you know the Rishon means the 13th is also, the Gemara is going to have to explain where that comes from. But so far, we're going step by step. We have a stira. There's 7 days, there can't be any chametz, so Yom Rishon obviously cannot mean that you're burning it on the 15th, so obviously it's referring to the 14th. Okay, so the rabbis, because it says, Shivas Yom Sarlam Metzim Zechem, for entire 7 days, you can't have any chametz. So how can you say that on the Yom Rishon, on the 15th, you burn the chametz? You can't have any chametz on any of those 7 days. So mitzvah Yom Kikulay doesn't work. Mitzvah Yom Kikulay means that you, to be yoytze something, you could be yoytze something with, right, but in the negative, you can't say mitzvah Yom Kikulay. So if you have chametz on part of the day, you can't say that you. I mean, we do this all the time. Let's say by Nida, right? She needs 7 days. The first day, let's say a Zavon Derayse. So on the seventh day, really, she can go to the mikvah in the morning. But if she sees later that day, you lose the Mixes Yom Kikulay. The Mixes Yom Kikulay only works if there was no steer to that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Haketzad must be, the Rabbis have also the beer, that Yom Rishon over here is not referring to the 15th, the first day of Pesach, but rather it's referring to Erev Pesach, that sometime on Erev Pesach, the chametz already has to be destroyed, and we're going to say that's chatzos. How do we know that? We don't know yet how we know that, but somehow it's going to end up being chatzos. Frag the Gemara who said the ema the rabbi is leili chamisha also the beer. Maybe the pasuk is coming to say that it already has to be burnt the night of the 15th, the Seder night. The salkatay chamino, meaning why do you need this second pasuk? Because had you only had the first pasuk, I may have thought. Yomim ksiv, yomim im leilas loy. The first pasuk says shivas yomim sar lo yimatzei b'vatechem. So maybe the Isra Chomet starts the morning of Pesach, but the night before there's no Isra of having chomets, and maybe that's why this extra pasuk of ach b'yom rishon tashbis sar b'vatechem is saying that you already have to get rid of the chomets the night before. But maybe who said that it's coming to Asa the 14th? So that's why you have that second pasuk to say that the chametz already also by night, but maybe the 14th it's still mutter. So says the Gemara, how right before the night, right in the beginning of the night, right? Yeah, something like that. So says the Gemara, how leitzrichle? No, even without this extra pasuk of shivas yom sarla yomatzav v'teichem, I'm sorry, of ach v'yamarishin tasbisu, there would never be a havamina. The Pesach, the Chometz is Mutter at night. When it says Shivas Yom Sar Lo Yimatzei B'Teichem, Al Karchach, it means the nights as well. Why? The Ha is Skish has Pasas Ar Lachilas Chometz, because the Chiyuv of destroying the Chometz is Hukash in the Pasuk to the Isser of eating Chometz, meaning the same Zman that you're also to eat Chometz, that's the Zman that you have a Chiyuv to not own the Chometz and get rid of the Chometz. Vachilas Chometz, Lachilas Matzah. And the Isra of Achilas Chametz is compared to the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So before we explain where the heck Keshim are, so if you make a chain, so whenever the Zman of Matzah starts, that's when the Zman of Achilas Chametz starts. And whenever the Zman of Achilas Chametz starts, that's when the Zman of Chiyav of getting rid of Chametz starts. So even without any other psukim, you would already know not to have chametz already from the beginning of the achilas man achilas matzah, which means from the beginning of the night. So back to the kasha, then this pasuk of ach b'yom rishon tashbisu is extra, and must be that it's already coming to say that even prior to that, even sometime on the 14th, you already have to get rid of your chametz. Where's the tekish? Dichsiv shivas yom sar lo yimatzei b'teichem. That's for 7 days you cannot have sar found in your house. That's the isra the chiyuv to get rid of chametz because you have bayirah bayimatzah. Then the pasuk continues, Ki kol oichol machmetz says v'nichrusa. Anybody who eats chametz, that's achilas chametz, will get kara. So this first pasuk is makish hashbasas se'ar to achilas chametz. Then the second half of the hekesh, where do we see the hekesh of achilas chametz? There's a hekesh. The Torah puts together these two things. That's by Rabbi Matze, and the second half of the that's beer, and the second half of the pasuk is Ki kol oichol machmetz, that's achilas chametz. So those two are compared. That means whenever achilas chametz is aser bekaris. So that's when there would be a chiyuv of bayir or bayir matzah. And now, v'achilas chametz, achilas matzah. Now, how do you know when the isra of achilas chametz begins? Because there's a hekesh of achilas chametz to achilas matzah. V'chsev kol machmetz es leisechelu. All chametz you should not eat. V'chol mach yisechem toichlu matzahs. So over here, we're being makish, achilas chametz to achilas matzah. Now, when does achilas matzah start? V'chsev bebe matzah, v'erev toichlu matzahs. That's clear. That's indisputable that the chiyuv matzah starts that night. It says beferish be'erev toichlu matzahs. So if you work backwards, if achilas matzah starts at the night, so what then the chiyuv karus of achilas chametz starts at night? if the chiyuv of kares of achila starts at night, so who adin ba'ira ba'yamatz starts at night. Memela, like we said before, even with that pasuk alone, shivas yamim, you would already know the night of the 15th. It must be the ba'yam rishon is coming even earlier. You have to destroy, which is sometime on the day of the 14th itself. Okay.
Is this the general? Is this